Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's been a wild show. We have ushered these through amazingly quickly. These guys have done a great job with this. And I haven't known anybody that – they've all been a surprise. So they said we have a bunch more ready to go. Here we go. Welcome. And we'll welcome in the next guest.
Mike, how are you, pal? 30 years. I'm Steve Sciarippa. I want to congratulate
you. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Good, buddy. I'm good. I really want to congratulate you. And I think I remember the first time we met was on Mic'd Up, when you had the show Mic'd Up. We did that a bunch of times, and you were nice enough to have me on your radio show a few times. So congrats. I guess you spend more time with your wife and the kids now, or we're going to get back to work right away.
Well, we'll probably do a little of both, but good to talk to you as always. I'll go down and spend a couple of days over the holidays down with Barry and Sam down in Florida.
Oh, so, that'll be nice. You know, very we'll nice. You too. Go down, he's going to drag you to the turtle, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Drag you to the turtle. I got to tell you, every Teamster driver on Blue Bloods listens to your show all day long.
I love that show. That is my favorite show by so much.
And these
much.
Guys are all it's, listening because, you know, they I'm pick you up, you know, when they pick me.
And I
me
love you
set.
On the show because, you know what, you are the perfect. You and Aaron are great together. And you and Danny and folks who know the characters know what I'm talking about are really great as, you know, going at each other all the time on the cases. So you have really found a home on that
yeah,
show.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's great. It's a great great cast, great bunch of people working there. You know, we did tomorrow's the last day we break for the break. I got a couple good ones. Me and Danny will go at it again.
I love those.
I love
those. I'll tell you, I'm telling you, it is absolutely. I mean, if you asked anyone in my house, if you asked my wife, you asked anybody who you know, anybody. My favorite show, they'd all say, oh, easy, Blue Bloods. I mean, that is
listen,
my favorite show.
This is the eighth season, 14 million people every Friday night. Man, that's incredible. You know, incredible.
Yeah, I told Les Moonves years ago when it first started, I said, Les, I know it's on Friday, but that's my favorite show. Don't touch it. And he said, I'm not touching it. And I said, no, but you know what happens? You know, and it's Friday night. And he said, nope, this show's going to stay there. And it's the rarest of things, a show that becomes a staple on a Friday night. That is unbelievable.
Absolutely. I mean, listen, of course, I was on The Sopranos. Not that many people had HBO at the time.
Yep.
Not everybody watched The Sopranos. This show, I walk around all day long. Everyone watches it. It's on repeats. I'm happy to be a part of it. I was very lucky to be a part of it. And I just want to say congrats.
Well, thank you, Steve, very much.
Up. Hopefully, I'll see you soon. We can get some of these.
Thank you, Steve, very much.
Okay,
Steve Sciarippa does a great job and has found a home from Bobby Bacala on The Sopranos to found a home on the Blue Bloods now, which is, like I said, absolutely my favorite show. And it is on reruns everywhere. You know, once those shows get a couple of years under their belt, they do an unbelievable job of putting them out there, and you're everywhere on cable, so you can see them all the time. But it's a wonderful show. All right, we have a couple backed up, they said, so let's welcome in the next guest.
Hey, Mike, it's David Deal.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Wanted to make sure that I called in to say congratulations
on
everything you've done, not only for sports radio, but everything you've done for sports, and to say thank you. And, you know, you and I have had this conversation before, and, you know, a lot of the athletes who have played for any of these organizations in this area, when they're asked, oh, do you listen to the radio or read the newspapers, everybody always, no. But the smart ones like myself, whether it was coming home from practice or on the off day, we would always listen to you because you were honest, you were truthful, and you were tough, but at the same time, you were always fair. And for us that listened, you gave us a real vibe of what you know, the fan base was feeling and what we needed to do as a team or as an organization.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. And you've found a home broadcasting, and you and Malusis doing the Sunday show. Thank you for letting me do that last week for one more time. But I know you're doing well with that and everything else. I see you on the Giant post games. And what the Giants need right now more than anything else is a couple of David Deals. I mean, a couple of versatile, tough offensive linemen. They need to find a couple more like you and a couple of your buddies that you used to be with on that line, because they're really missing that in the worst way.
They most certainly are. And, you know, when it comes now to this draft and then to these draft picks, I know everybody's talking about the quarterback, but we know that John Dorsey was brought into Cleveland to pick a quarterback at number one. So then I know people say, well, what about Barkley from Penn State? Yeah, that's a great prospect, and he's an unbelievable player. But until you address that offensive line, he will be an average player in the NFL. So we'll see whether it's through free agency, which Nate Solder out of New England is essentially the only true left tackle that will be a free agent, or possibly McGlinchey out of Notre Dame at that spot.
Yep.
But that's definitely something that needs to be addressed.
Well, listen, thanks for coming on. Good luck to you with all your broadcasting stuff now, David, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Best of luck to you and everything.
Thank you, Dave.
You're doing, and anybody who's gotten to know you, you are far from over from accomplishing major things in the world.
Well, thank you, Dave, very much. Thank you. Dave Deal, and you can hear him now with Mark on Sunday, and you see him all with the broadcasting stuff with the Giants. We have a couple more waiting, so welcome.
Hey, Mike, Todd Pletcher.
Oh, Todd, how you doing, buddy? Thank you.
Nice
to talk to you,
doing
Todd.
Great,
thank
man.
You.
It's been a terrific run. Congratulations on everything. I moved to New York in 1989 to work for Wayne Lucas. So I think you and the Doc started in September of that year.
Yep.
Been listening to you and him, and what a great run. It's been a lot of fun, not only being on the show a few times, but also getting to know you a little bit at the racetrack, and maybe we'll get to see you out there a little more.
Well, listen, it's always a pleasure to have you on, which you're on all the time. We're talking, of course, with the legendary horse trainer who has dominated the sport in the last couple of decades in every way, and began working for Wayne Lucas years ago, and a lot of Wayne's assistants have gone on to big things, but none like Todd has. And Todd is a big sports fan. I mean, a big sports fan, big football fan, big sports fan. So we've always talked a lot of different sports when I've seen him. So it's very nice of you to call, Todd, as always. Hope to see you out there some more, and good luck this year.
Great luck to you, Mike. Thanks for
having
me.
Thank you, Todd. Nice of you to call. Thanks very much. So the legendary, and that is a legendary trainer right there. We had Baffett and Pletcher, the two guys who have completely dominated the country in horse racing for the last two decades as trainers. Welcome in to our next guest.
Mike, this next guest should be considered your favorite guest of all time, because I'm the one who told the world about your manhood. The one and only Jay Glazer. You're welcome, Mike.
Jay Glazer. Jay, welcome. who actually, someone said to me, did Jay Glazer actually start as an intern on the Fan? I said, yeah, he did. You know,
I did.
He did. He was driving cars. He was working a draft. You did. Man, I don't remember what year it is. You can tell me what year was the first year.
It was 1989. And
right.
Again, the story that I'm talking about here is I actually had
no, stop with that stuff. Stop with the draft.
Hey, Mike. You can't buy marketing like that.
And no, stuff.
That's what you want from your friends. Are you kidding me?
Give me a couple of things here. How bad is the injury to Wentz?
Oh, it's bad. I mean, you tore your ACL. You know, the one thing is that it's not like how it used to be. You can obviously come back from ACL, and it's
right.
How you attack, you know, the rehab. And
right.
You also have to make sure there weren't any other injuries in there. It looked like it was clean and it was dirty. The fact he's already able to get the surgery says a lot, because there wasn't one.
What kind of shape will what kind of shape will Rodgers be in this week when he comes back?
I can't believe he's back. I really can't. I mean, I've said it on Fox NFL Sunday that he actually broke a little piece of that collarbone off, and they went, and the doctors did an incredible job by plating it in there. But oh my God, the fact that he is back this quickly from that tough of an injury, that bad of a break, he's not from his planet.
So, and they say you got to feel that they feel comfortable. They say he's completely healed, which is remarkable,
it's unbelievable.
Right? They put a lot of screws in there. Didn't they put a lot of screws in that thing?
There's a lot of hardware in there. It's incredible. Screws and a plate. And, you know, I had, you know, 2 weeks ago at practice, you know, Chuck Liddell, my friend, my training partner, was there.
Yeah.
And, you know, Aaron threw a 65-yard pass. And he's like, I thought you said Aaron broke his collarbone bad. He did. He goes, I couldn't tell. If I didn't know that, you'd never know. He said it was unbelievable. And it really was. Everybody's there you talk to, they can't believe it.
They said he's been unbelievable in practice. They say he's looked great in practice. I mean, he is a marvel. He really is. Let me ask you
this.
Who's the best right now for your money? Who's the best team in the NFC?
Oh, boy. Best team in the NFC right now? I mean, I would have said the Eagles. Obviously, losing Wentz is huge. I mean, they're going to put a lot on Nick Foles, but I'd have to say Minnesota. Minnesota right now, I mean, that defense is obviously is cruising, but all these teams are starting to get hot. Like, the Panthers are starting to get hot. Even last week, despite Seattle, you know, losing, they're always tough. You know, the Saints are going to continue to be tough. They get people back healthy. The Falcons are tough. Like, man, there's nothing watered down about the NFC.
I'll tell you, it's going to be fun. It really is. Well, listen, thanks for coming on. I appreciate you. Good luck. Thank you. You know, you've done a great job. Thanks for being part of the show, and thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Continued success. Jay Glazer from Fox, we go to our next guest. Welcome.
Mike, good afternoon. Sean O'Hara calling in.
Sean, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. Congratulations. It's been a pleasure to listen to you over the years.
Now, if we could just put you and Deal, who was just on together, we'd be back in business for the Giants. You know that?
Yeah, I mean, you get up, both of us in the studio, I think we'll eat you out of your house and your work.
You've lost like 40 pounds since you quit
playing. Yeah, because you know why? We don't get those free meals anymore. We know when you're playing, they feed you for free. But I'm happy to follow up after Jake Glazer. You know, there's no better person to follow up after Jake Glazer. He makes everybody look great, if you know what I mean. I love Glaze as my boy, but listen, I've always kind of felt like you're like an honorary offensive lineman.
That'd be nice.
It's kind of the you kind of represent the mentality of an offensive lineman. You show up every day, brick by brick. You're always prepared, always bringing your A game, and you know you let other people kind of sometimes get all the accolades and all that, but you're just a constant, always been great to me and been fun to listen to and to say that I've had a chance to spend some time talking to you. So congratulations. It's hard to believe that 1989 is when you started. I think the 49ers were on top of the world.
They were.
They're trying to get back.
Yeah, they are. They look like they definitely made the right move with the quarterback they got. But listen, we'll talk football another time. But thank you for calling up. I appreciate it, Sean, very much. Thanks very much for doing that. I appreciate it.
All right, Mike. Enjoy the ride, man.
Thank you very much, Sean. Sean O'Hara. So, again, should we break minds now? Is that what you want? All right. We'll take a break. We'll come right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.